After Vanderbilt's 38-21 victory over Rice, we head to the Commodore locker room, joined by head coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, congratulations. You knew it wasn't going to be easy, and it certainly wasn't. Just what was the difference? What changed from that struggle early to sort of taking command of the game later on?
Well, I don't know if I can pinpoint it, but we just started, you know, playing a little bit more basic football, especially on defense, and instead of trying to, you know, have the perfect coverage or the perfect zone pressure or the perfect call every time, you know, just started making some basic calls and started playing some ball.
What is it that Rice does offensively that is so challenging to cover?
Well, you know, Chase Clement used to be a wishbone quarterback. You know, he was recruited by Ken Hatfield when he was at Rice to run the wishbone, and he just happens to have a great arm. So he's still got the ability to run the football on his own reads and the lead options, and you know, it puts a lot of pressure on you, you know, as far as trying to stop the run. But they have four wides out there most of the time, sometimes empty set where they got five wides out there, so you got to spread out to cover them, and then, you know, that makes you vulnerable to the run. So you have to pick and choose what you're going to try to defend every time, and it gives you a lot of problems.
There seems to be a pattern with this team that you've really got to like. It seems like when the opponent scores, tries to take momentum, this team almost always seems to find an answer, to have an answer, to answer back immediately.
That was very, very important in the first half. Sometimes, you know, people are going to score some points against you, and your offense has just got to step up and keep pace, and that's what we did. We kept pace until we could get into the locker room and settle down a little bit, and then the defense comes out and holds them to 0 points and not very many yards in the second half, and the offense keeps going. So, you know, you got to do that sometimes. That's a sign of good team. If your offense is sputtering, your defense has got to step up and make plays.
You kind of like the ground game anyway, and you 273 yards on the ground, you've got to be pleased with.
We were, and, you know, those are situations where a lot of different people contributed, and, you know, the offensive line did a good job, and when we got the ball, they don't. So that was, I think, huge for our, you know, shutout in the second half. So it all fits together.
We'll take a break, continue with Vanderbilt head coach Bobby Johnson right after this. More with the coach after Vanderbilt's 38-21 victory over Rice. I want to mention a couple of guys, Coach, because we saw some things we have not seen before, and it falls right into the second half adjustments. Brent Trice played a lot tonight and in places where we have not seen him, and it was very apparent that he was very effective.
Well, Brent was, you know, a situation where he's sort of a hybrid linebacker and hybrid safety, so he can play both places. So we felt like we could put him in there. We rushed him in the past or had him in coverage sometimes. But, you know, Brent's a good player. He's a talented athlete. And, you know, I think he's going to be a fine addition to our defense this year.
We saw Patrick playing with that big wrap on his right arm. What is that?
I think he's got a broken hand. So, you know, that was, hopefully we can get something smaller on that hand to protect it when we play next week. And I hope he can play. You know, he played the whole second half with it.
Started to say it's going to probably take more than that to keep him out of the lineup. He seems to be that kind of player. Talk about Chris Nixon's performance tonight.
Well, you know, again, Chris does exactly what we want him to do. And, you know, when we had to have some passing yards, and, you know, he sat back there and made some good throws. And then when we had to have the runs and the checks to make sure we're getting the right play, he was doing all that, and I think he was, you know, right on, doing all the things we need for him to do in our offense. And, you know, I think he's getting a great feel for what we need to do, and he's almost anticipating the calls.
Speaking of anticipating things, DJ Moore was everywhere again. He's an impact player, isn't he, every time he touches the football?
He certainly is, and he touches it a lot. you know, sometimes we give it to him, sometimes he takes it away. He gets, you know, punt returns, and I'm glad he's on our team.
Well, another good impact, too, is Brian Honfeld. He is really seems to be in a groove right now, doesn't he?
He's kicking it extremely well, and, you know, I just feel like Well, isn't he all-time leading scorer in the history of the school now?
He is all-time leading scorer as a kicker in the history of the school.
That's right. Fantastic. And, you know, sometimes people would doubt him, and, you know, he had some rough times in there. But, you know, overall, he's an excellent kicker, and, you know, I'll stay with him all year.
I tell you, and we talked earlier about this theme of this team seeming to respond immediately when another team begins to seize momentum. There seems to be another theme going on right now, and that's getting stronger as the game goes on. We saw that again tonight.
We did, and it was a tough game, especially for our defense. They, you know, they were going extremely fast on the tempo, and, you know, I think teams that are not quite as good a shape as we are would really have been fatigued in the end, but we played better in the end, and I was very pleased to see that. And it was hot tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hot, muggy night, and you know, that's a prime recipe for, you know, cramps and people falling out, but we hung in there.
Well, finally, it's your first normal Saturday to Saturday week, getting ready for what might be another hot, muggy night next week down in Oxford against Ole Miss.
Yeah, it probably will be, and, you know, that's going to be a good battle, and we're going to have some great work and practice this week, and I think our guys will respond to that, and it'll be a battle. You know, Coach Nutt has got those guys playing extremely well. They, you know, they really had a great chance to beat Wake Forest over in Winston-Salem, so they'll be ready to go, but I think we will be too.
Coach, congratulations on the win and a 3-0 start.
Thank you, Joe.
Coach Bobby Johnson joining us from the locker room. Vanderbilt wins it 38-21. We'll come back and wrap up our portion from the stadium right after this.